You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now the Bears on fourth down and long at the plus 37. It's a little bit out of the range of Cairo Santos, at least the comfortability of it. And he got the jump. It's a free play. Fields for Moore. Got him! Touchdown! Bears lead!
Onside. Defense, number 97. That penalty's declined. It's over play. Touchdown.
A wild sequence! And just like that, the 1-2 punch of Fields and Moore delivers again.
Well, you're going to get the safety come down here, so you know you've got one-on-one with Moore on the bottom of the screen. Justin Fields reads it perfectly. Watch this, into the boundary right here. He sees that one-on-one, and Moore just burns Jacobs for the touchdown.
We're back. Live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
That was a huge DJ Moore touchdown right there. Bears defeat the Detroit Lions 28-13. That was Adam Amin with the call right there. Shout out Adam Amin. I am Gabe Ramirez here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. And what a day do we have here for you on 670. Mully and Hawk kick things off at 5:30. You know, you got the pregame show with Dustin Rhodes at 5. And then Mully and Hawk, they got three big heavy hitters for you. Olin Kreutz at 7. DJ Moore, whose touchdown you just heard right there. I wonder what he was thinking when he saw the guy go off sides. You got Brad Biggs at 9. Then Bernstein and Holmes. They got Anthony Heron and Dan Wiederer for you at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. respectively. Then Parkinson Spiegel. They come on at 2:40, or excuse me, they come on at 2, and at 2:40 they got Kurt Warner, 4 p.m. Mark Grody, and 5 p.m. Jalen Johnson, who had himself a day as well. That's going to be great stuff here on 670 The Score. Make sure you keep it here all day so you can get your Bears fix. I am taking phone calls, man. I'm here till 5 o'clock, so I'm ready to talk Bears. I'm ready to talk all the little dirty little scenarios that could possibly be out there that we haven't thought of yet. And let's start with Gary. Out in Joliet. So what do you think about where the Bears are at right now, Gary?
Well, I mean, I think it's looking up as far as their progress, you know, especially with their defense. I think offensively, they have better pieces, obviously, with DJ Moore. I think Fields is improving. As stated earlier, he's reading the field. Even that blitz he picked up today. And then with the offsides and having the wherewithal to, hey, we got a free play, let's do it. You know, they seem to be, him and DJ Moore seem to be on the same page. They're working real well. I think he's light years ahead of where he started. I actually do think that he worked on certain things in the offseason as far as, reading coverages and pre-play snaps, reads and stuff like that. Pre-snap reads and stuff like that, because it's showing. I'm seeing it. I mean, from, like you said, believe your eyes. From what I see an improvement. I've seen an improvement mid-season as far as that's concerned. I see he's better than he was last year and before. So with that being in mind, and the intangibles on top of the guy has an arm. He can run. He's big. As I say, he has all the intangibles. He's a high character kid. I think he's a leader. I think before he wasn't, because he was still trying to figure out, but I'm seeing him become more of a leader of the team. The players like him. They love playing with him. The coaches, staff seems to believe in him. So I think I wouldn't have a problem with them keeping him. And if they did that, then I think they should trade now. I don't think Marvin Harrison would go before the maybe Obviously, he wouldn't go before Caleb Williams. I don't know if he'd go before. I mean, I guess it's debatable if he'd go before Drake Maye or the or whoever else would be available as far as quarterback is concerned. But I would trade now and still try to pick up Marvin Harrison Jr. And I definitely would try to pick up a stud left tackle.
Yeah, and those are all good. Definitely. Those are all good things there. And I mean, I get it, right? Because that's where we're at after, you know, a game. So, mm-hmm. like, talk to me about what you need to see or what you would like to see. Not need, because obviously you're sold on Justin Fields. But what would you like to see for the last four games in terms of productivity from the quarterback position?
Continually. I mean, it's good to see if he can throw two or three touchdowns a game like he did those two games that Ronnie was on before he got hurt. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I want to see wins. I want to see him I want to see him not putting the team in a position to lose at the end of the game with turnovers and interceptions, because at one point that's where he was at. But I blame some of that on the coaching staff, because I do notice, like, when Bajent was in there, they seemed to have trusted him with the ball more. They kept the ball in his hand. He obviously threw six interceptions, you know, in I don't know how many games he played. But they seem to really entrust in keeping the ball in his hands. And I like to see more of that. Now, I am not a Luke Getsy fan. I think the guy needs to be more imaginative in the offense sets and designs. I mean, I see another screen, I'm going to scream. You know, the guy, I screen. And so I would like to see a different offensive coordinator. I do agree that Eberflus seems to be a really good leader of men. The team never gave up, and for some reason they were able to filter out all the noise. And those guys, they play hard for him. And I was kind of skeptical at first as far as him preparing the team, especially in the beginning of the season. I thought that Team Mott was ill prepared, especially coming out the gate. And there's been a couple of more games this year where I thought they were not just totally not prepared to play. But now I'm kind of, you know, I'm changing my mind as far, especially as a defensive minded coach with his defensive plan. And obviously he's been able to hold that team together. But I would like to see a different offensive coordinator. Like you said, if you can find somebody that where the offense is not too, the verbiage is not too different, where it makes it easier for Fields to transition into, fine. But I like to see more imaginative play calling for Fields, because he's shown that he can throw the ball. He can actually deliver the ball. He can throw a rope. He can do it all. And so, where I'm sold on him, and yeah, I think. You think you're going to get another quarterback where he's Caleb Williams or what have you? Are you 100% sure that they're going to be the answer?
I hear what you're saying, Gary, but let me tell you something about that argument. I feel like we are so scorned, the Chicago Bears fans, that we sound like we are in an abusive relationship with quarterbacks, where we're like, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to find somebody better? It's like we're being emotionally abused by, like, the other side, where, like, you know, Bears lore is like, you're never going to find someone as good as me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I hear. Like, oh, well, who's to say? It's like, bro, like, new quarterbacks come in the league and they have to, like, someone's going to be good. People are going to be good. Yes. It doesn't hit a lot of the time. But you know the best way to hit is to get that quarterback. Like that, you know, that's how that happens.
What do you think the percentage is that both Williams and Maye are going to be like bona fide starters in the NFL for the next 10, 15 years?
Right. I mean, I don't know, 60%?
For both?
I don't know. I don't know, right? One of them. No, like the 60%, you asked me for both of them. I'm telling you, like, I have a 60% confidence that they're both going to be generational talents, right?
It's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a high percentage. So if you're telling me I get to have a 60% shot
of hitting on a generational talent,
you might have to pull the trigger.
Not might. I am. I'm not playing no games. But I'm letting him sit behind Justin Fields. Because that just sounds like good business.
And then you're going to stack more picks if you're Ryan Poles, because you know you'll have one of your two quarterbacks and another team will want to use that on whichever quarterback you don't end up starting.
If New England's at number two, right, and Arizona's at three, let's just say it continues to pan out this way, and Arizona's at three, it's like, is New England, and New England's going to feel strongly about one of them.
Oh, for sure.
And so someone is going to want to leapfrog New England to get their guy, just like Carolina did. Someone's going to want to leapfrog these people and say, damn, you guys. Let me tell you what the whole NFL is thinking right now, or at least those that are in the top 15 picks. They are praying that Justin Fields plays well. Praying. They're like, you're going to keep Justin Fields? I hope he keeps playing well. So you could trade me that number one pick, because I want Caleb Williams, because I want Drake May. And so all I'm saying is, like, the best case scenario, then, if New England knows that people want to leapfrog them to take whoever they want, it's in New England's best interest to move on from Bill Belichick, get a new coach, get a new everything, go ahead and take the quarterback of the future, and not allow another team to leapfrog them and to give up assets to take them to number one, and the Bears move back to number two. To me, I love that. And then you go to number two. And then at number two, I think that's when the buck stops there. You got to take a quarterback. And hopefully you feel indifferent, because you're still okay with letting Justin Fields have the reins. So you're okay with taking whoever's left over, because you're not banking your franchise on that person. You're allowing them to be a backup. And then if in the event Justin Fields is out, well, damn, you got the second best quarterback in the draft of two guys that are supposed to be really good. People are saying, I know Justin Herbert just got his hand hurt, and don't talk about his productivity over the last couple of games because his guy's been hurt. But they're saying Drake May is like Justin Herbert. They're saying Caleb Williams is like a Patrick Mahomes, right? So those sound like two pretty good quarterbacks that I wouldn't mind having on my team. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Bears greatness on the air all day today. And that actually starts with you, your phone call. Let's go to a different Gary, this time out in Woodridge. So, Gary, what were your thoughts about the game?
I loved it. It was a great game.
Hey, what were some of your best takeaways? I mean, like, was it improvement of Justin Fields? Like, you're sold on him?
Yes.
Was it Eberflus? Like, talk to me.
Yeah, actually, I even when they got down, for them to come back like they did, I loved the whole thing. I don't have a problem with Justin Fields. I really don't. I really think that he is a good quarterback, and I think that he could be the quarterback for this team for the future. I don't understand all the.
Okay, dude, you're killing me right here, man. My anxiety is coming in too hot. I'm like waiting for you to finish a sentence or thought. It's killing me. Sorry. I don't mind if you're boozing and you're calling. I mean, you know, I've been known to have a drink or two. But, man, I need you to be focused. Like, I still know people that can have some drinks and still get their thoughts out. If you're drunk and you're listening to yourself on the radio, that's a recipe for disaster right there. We can't have that. I can't allow that. But, you know, the good thing is we got a lot of other phone calls here, man. I'm taking your calls. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 to score. Bears defeat the Detroit Lions 28-13. Taking your phone calls. Thoughts on the Bears. I'll read some text messages in a second. I know people are going crazy on there. Let's go to Larry out in Evanston. Larry, what do you want to do with that number one pick from Carolina?
No, I got the Fields is a quarterback. Keep your two number ones. One for defensive line, other one for offensive line. And I want everybody to remember Andrew Luck. young quarterback that was good on his way to being great, his line didn't protect him. So he got tired of getting hurt and rehabbing and getting hurt. So he retired young. If you don't protect a quarterback, he may not last long.
Okay, so now the defense, like defensive studs, they're not out there like they were last year, like Will Anderson Jr., Jalen Carter, guys like that. They're not – the top-heavy defenders are not out there this year, so it'd be tough to spend the top pick on a defensive guy, though, Larry.
Yeah, well, you got to you gotta have somebody on the line to protect the quarterback. Then you need somebody to go get the other one side quarterback. Get after him. Because okay. Remember Tommy Harris on the Bears?
Yeah, love Tommy Harris.
He was awesome until he got hurt. And him and what's the safety name? Brown.
Mike
Brown.
They said
that's why the Bears didn't win the Super Bowl, because they two main defensive people weren't in the game.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's definitely tough to look at the team and try to figure out what it is we want to do with that, or we want the Bears to do with that number one pick. I can't imagine they're going to go defense right there. You know, you want to shore up the line. I wonder how Poles going to feel, right? He felt strongly about Braxton Jones. Didn't even select another tackle that could compete with him at left tackle because he felt so confident in him there. So if you do get a top pick like that, do you think Ryan Poles is going to then use it on an offensive lineman? That'd be interesting to see what ends up happening if that is the case. Let's go out to Cliff on the west side. So, Cliff, talk to me about your expectations for the Chicago Bears team.
Okay, you have a possible number one pick, right?
Yep. No, not possible. Looks like it's likely.
Well, yeah, and pretty much you're going to be in the top three. You got a stud at Ohio State. You take that stud, you will have.
Okay, wait, because you skipped past something real quick, Cliff. All right, let's call it the number one pick. Let's say the Bears have the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking Marvin Harrison Jr. with that number one pick?
Before you even ask the question, yes. And because you have two stud receivers, this is the NFL. You're not getting anywhere in the playoffs or going deep if you don't have two stud receivers. That's number one. So your quarterback, now that's a great question, because the only thing that even makes me think of taking a quarterback is the contract time. If Justin gets down next year, like really hits it hard, then you got to, if you're going to pay him, you know, I can understand that. But here's the downside of taking a number one pick at a quarterback. Let's be real. C.J. Stroud is an anomaly. Quarterbacks take 2 to 3 years to learn the NFL because the game is different. It's not as wide. That takes time. Look at the number one pick this year, Bryce Young. He was the everything last year in college. Come on, you saw what happened. And he has no weapons. He has no weapons.
Right, his team's terrible.
Right, exactly. Right. But that being said, let's just say if his team wasn't. The NFL is hard, man. These defenses are just as good, if not better, than offenses. And they've had time to study you. And once you come in the league, they're going to study every weakness that you have. You're a rookie. I don't care if you're the number one pick or what. There is – Joe Burrow was the last one to really come in and get down like that. That's a little different. I like Jaden Daniels. I take Jaden Daniels over Caleb. Caleb's too small for me. All that being said, you have a quarterback now, and Justin has frustrated the life out of me. You know, he has. But I like what – ever since that Denver game, he's learning. Looks like some humility is even coming to play where he just needs – to me, he needs to be fundamentally sound in order for his athleticism to really work. That being said, you had a game tonight. I'm not a Cowboy fan at all, but I've liked Dak since Mississippi State. Look how long it's taken Dak to get near MVP level. It takes time for a quarterback in the NFL to learn, process, and go. So if the Bears at the number one pick, and I get the temptation, do not get me wrong. If I had Mitch Trubisky or whatever, yeah, I would take another quarterback. But I got something in Justin that I just need to develop. This is where it comes into play, and that's what I kind of like what's going on. Last thing, if you look at Detroit and Jacksonville last year, they were at the same point where the Bears were at. People, hopefully we get to a Super Bowl in the next 2-3 years. If we keep going the way we're going, that's why I come to the coaching staff and not trust it too much, but they're learning too. But to always get something, start over, because stop it. We've become so unrealistic, and I'm yearning for a quarterback. I'm thirsty for a quarterback as a Bears fan, too. But let's be realistic. I want Justin to keep learning, earn whatever big contract he's going to get, okay? And then just become fundamentally sound. And if you got Marvin Harrison Jr. and you got DJ Moore, you see, commit. I'm loving his progress. Your line is, you haven't heard anything from Braxton Jones, right? That means the line is doing good. They're learning. And that other side with Tevin and Darryl Wright, solid. Yeah, you're going to have high picks in the later rounds as well. You can still invest in the line, which I'm saying definitely do. But let's be realistic. This team is growing. It's coming together. Let them keep growing. I want to see more humility. I can't stand the club dub stuff. But at the same time, they are playing solid football. Montez Sweat, loved them. I thought the trade, because it was so similar to that Chase Claypool thing, I was kind of like, eh. But Montez Sweat is a pro. He's eating. He is eating, eating, eating. Your back seven is fantastic. And everybody was critical of that first draft with Kyler Gordon or whatever, and Jaquan Brisker. And I looked at him. I said, no, they're building for a 4-3, a cover 2. They're putting the right pieces in place. It's coming together. They just have to keep going. There's going to be some more mistakes. I'm so looking forward to that Green Bay game. So looking forward to it. But they just have to keep going, keep learning, keep growing. You went from 3 wins to 5 wins. And hopefully we can get 7. Anything above that, gravy. But just be real. Not you, but everybody, just be realistic with this team.
Okay.
That's
thanks.
All.
Thanks for the call, Cliff. You said a lot there, man. A lot that I got to get to. Where do I begin? First off, Dak's been in the league for 7 years now. And so I don't know if I could wait for Justin Fields for another 4 years for him to get good. That's tough. That's a tough ask for me. So he's been in the league for a long time. I think my counter argument to the wait and see approach is like those that we've waited for and that are good were good. You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest difference that I have, like the counter argument I have for Justin, where like you can say, oh yeah, well, you know, they look what they were saying about Tua. Yeah, they were saying Tua got concussed a lot, but nobody was complaining about his accuracy, right? So what do? You go get him a Tyreek Hill, a guy that, you know, can just get open. You can sling him the ball and do his thing. You know, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, these guys are good. Like they are good. Justin Fields, what people say is that he's athletic, is that he can run well, is that he's dynamic. But no one's ever out here being like, damn, but his accuracy is amazing. His, you know, the touch that he has on the ball is just, if he just had a Marvin Harrison Jr. And I think that's the part that I struggle with when it comes to Justin Fields. And people do move on from quarterbacks because, like, you do have to find a good one. And so, like, the whole, like, you know, when you move on from someone, you go get a new one, you go do it again. It's because people understand, like, whatever quarterback they have isn't good enough. They have to go get something else. The Carolina Panthers, the reason why they traded up is because they were tired of having bad quarterbacks and they wanted to take a shot and say, hey, man, screw it. Let's go get the number one pick and pick our quarterback and our destiny. Choose our destiny with Bryce Young. Now, unfortunately, they don't have any talent around him, right? Traded away your picks, and you traded away DJ Moore, so you got no team around him. That sucks. So maybe that's going to take a little while. But with Bryce Young, I mean, he throws the ball on the rope. You know, his team sucks, and maybe you could look at him and be like, all right, there's things that I see that make me feel like he's a good quarterback that you can ride with for, like, a couple of years. I'm not saying it's there yet. I'm saying, like, these are the things you'd have to then see from Bryce Young before you moved on. But if Bryce Young was playing mediocre football for 3 years and, like, you know, fumbling the ball in fourth quarters and, you know, making bad reads, like, again, no interceptions in the last 4 games, which is great, or one in the last 4 games, great stat, no fumbles this past game, great, but we got to see that consistently, right? And Bryce Young, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just tough. It's tough. It's a hard gig. It's hard to try to, some caller said in the beginning, to like say as if we know definitively what the answers are. We don't. But we have to use our best judgment, right, as a fan to try to decide what it is that we want. And that's why a game like yesterday where the Bears win 28-13, the defense spectacular, and Justin Fields middle of the road, right? He had an all right game. Can't tell me otherwise. Can't convince me otherwise. But is that what I'm okay with? Like, is that his ceiling? Does he have more to go? Like, that's the part that I struggle with Justin Fields. And so I feel like I've seen his body of work. I feel like I've seen it, and I don't know how comfortable I'm with it moving forward. Especially, again, if the option exists to take the best quarterback in the draft. I don't know. Something to think about. What are your thoughts? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Charles out in Northwest Indiana. Charles, what do you want to do with Justin Fields?
Hey, what's up, Gabe? I like Justin, man. I've always rooted for him. I pretty much rooted for Justin to have a good game and for us to lose the better the draft position, you know, because that's how you get better. Yeah. But like you said, I agree with you. I think the thing hurting Justin is, I think the last caller alluded to it, is the time clock, man. You know, you got to build around the rookie contract. I mean, that's what you got to do while you're not paying the quarterback all that money. We see what's going on in Kansas City now, you know, where you lose those weapons. And I think no matter how good Justin does for the remainder of the season, it's just that clock. Like, you got to take the best quarterback and see what you got from there. Because like you said, Justin shows flashes. But the inconsistencies, man, you gotta be consistent. I mean, hell, even Mitch Trubisky showed flashes, but you know, he was never able to consistently put it together. He does look much more comfortable in the pocket. That's what I noticed in the beginning of the year. You know, he just didn't look comfortable in, you know, working the pocket, but he does look a lot better. But I think it's just too late, no matter what. The interesting thing, man, I don't really have too much more. I heard you say earlier, I hadn't heard anybody else say, is draft a quarterback and keep Justin, you know, until you got to trade him or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I hadn't heard that from anybody else, you know, and I wouldn't be opposed to that. But, you know, like you said, it's just, man, this opportunity doesn't come around. You got the number one pick, or you know, top three pick, whatever. You got your guy. You got to go get him.
Yeah, and, I,
and that's all I got.
No, Charles, stay on the line for a second, because it seems like, you know, you have some well thought out, you know, visions for this team. Yeah, I got you. So, because I'm really, like, obviously, you know, I think it's just about being sick and tired of being tired, right? How's the saying go? I'm tired of being sick and tired. And
yeah, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right, there you go. Right. And I think that's where a lot of us are at. And I could feel like that's where you're at too, where I'm just like, I just want to be great. You know, is that so bad that I want the Bears to be great? Is that so bad that I want to try to envision a path to greatness and one that keeps them relevant for years to come? And I look at Justin Fields and I'm like, damn, man, like, I think the biggest complaint that I have about people that want to ride with Justin Fields is the amount of things that they still need to go right in order for Justin Fields to be good, right? It's like, it's never someone like, he's here, baby. He's here. It's him. What are you talking about? You can't see what I see. Justin Fields is the man. Like, no one's saying that. Everyone is like, bro, Justin Fields, he got good qualities. There's four other things around him that need to change in order for him to get there, though. And, like, that to me is the issue that I have with the Justin Fields debate, Charles, is that I just want him to be there already and then say, and if he just had, like, I bet you Justin Fields, you know, and then I want to agree with every other argument. Because the first year I agree with it, right? Like, 2 years ago, no wide receivers, terrible offensive line. I agreed with that. And then they went out and they got the team just a little bit better so you can have a better evaluation of Justin Fields. And I do feel like we have it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I mean, it sucks for Justin because I think he's like a victim of circumstance. You know, the whole, you know, you wish you could erase that first year. You know, with when Nagy was here, that was just a disaster. You know, but in terms of contract length, you know, you can't erase that first year because that's a year off that rookie contract. But you know, he showed flashes towards the end of that year, you know, here and there. But like you said, I agree with you. It's just like by this time, you need to be there. Hell, C.J. Stroud looks to be there already. And I know, like you said, it's hit or miss in the draft. And, you know, some people, you know, come on right away. Some take longer to get adjusted to the speed and everything in the NFL. But by year three, you know, I don't think C.J. Stroud had many weapons or anything to work with, you know, down in Texas. So it's like by year three, man, you got to show something. And you know, he dropped a dime to D.J. Moore today, which D.J. Moore was wide open. Any NFL quarterback should be able to do that. Yeah, he has great runs and has flashes of, you know, real, like Cam Newton, you know, in his prime. Like, oh, man. But, you know, like, we got to remember how the season started. I mean, it was a point where I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, you know, it's
people
like,
forget
man,
that
I
quickly.
Like,
first,
yeah,
the first
like
quarter
Justin
of the season
Fields.
Was bad.
Yeah, I like Justin. Like, he seems like a good kid, and I was rooting for him. I'm like, man, come on, man. Like, you know, but it was points. I'm watching games. I'm just like, I don't have a defense or an argument. It's like, man, like, you know, how did you miss that throw? How did you, you just look lost or this, you know, and that's how the season started. You know, you can't let the recency bias get you, but, you know, and it's just like, man, as good as it is now, or like you said, today was middle of the road, but a lot of people will take it above that. But in reality, it was middle of the road, you know. Yeah. But you got to remember how the season started. You got to remember, you know, even last year it was a stretch or this or that, but you got to be able to put it together. And like I said, I hope, you know, he seems like a good kid. I hope everything works out, but I'm right there with you, Gabe. Like, I can't, you know, everything you said, I agree with. It's like, man, you're in year three now, you know, regardless of the hurdles that were put in place, offensive line, weapons, coaching change. I don't think the Bears did any favors, you know, getting them, you know, with Luke Getsy, or, you know, you hired Dan Eberflus, who's a defensive coach. And, I mean, it didn't work out with Nagy grooming Mitch Trubisky, but I think it was Colin Cowherd I was watching, you know, in the last couple of weeks. He brought up a point. He was like, if you look at the top teams, they all have good quarterbacks, you know, and that's the one thing across the board. They have good quarterbacks, and they're predominantly all offensive coaches, you know, right, whether it's Sean McVay or whoever, you know, and of course you know, it's been brought up, you know, you got the GM and coach in sync, and you know, and I'm, you know, that's what I agree with. I'm like, yo, it didn't work out with Nagy and Mitch, but you know, I think that's if they draft Caleb Williams or whoever, I mean, it's an offensive league now, and I think you gotta go with the offensive-minded coach. I mean, maybe it doesn't have to be the head coach. I'm like, I really wish we could keep Eberflus as a defensive coordinator and get a new head coach. It's like, I like him as a defensive coordinator, but, you know, I think that's the route that they have to go. You got to draft the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I believe they have to, you know, I don't know if you can do that with the offensive coordinator, you know, and just keep that separate, or what route, or if you have to go. You know, I'm still, you know, I like what they've done. I like how he was able to keep the team together, but I'm still on the side of the, you know, I'm kind of rather go with a new coach.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening, Charles. And I think that's where we're all going to be watching closely. And I think ultimately we all just want the same thing, right? Whether it's you, like if you're like Charles and I, where, you know, you're ready to move on because you do think the grass is greener on the other side. Or if you think that Justin Fields is the man, I mean, I think we both want the same thing ultimately, and that is for the Bears to be competitive, to be one of the top teams, to be a Detroit, or not even a Detroit, I want to leapfrog a Detroit. I want to be in the San Fran-Dallas Cowboy conversation right now. I want to be in the Kansas City Chiefs conversation. Like, I want to be in that conversation. And so whether that is with Justin or that's without Justin, I think we agree that we want to be there. We know there's still work to be done. And there's still phone calls to be taken. All right, 312-644-6767. We've been talking a lot about Justin Fields, talking a lot about Coach Eberflus after this win. What do you think about the coaching staff and about Justin Fields after his performance yesterday? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez. We'll take your phone calls next on 670 The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, yeah, we know as a team that they're going to be ups and downs during the game, and, you know, we try to just stay even-keeled throughout the whole time. So I think the guys did that. You know, I think personally we did leave a lot on the field. I think we could have been better in some areas, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got the dub, and that's all that matters. And like I said before, the team did a great job being down at halftime, coming out after halftime in the third and fourth quarter, of, you know, finish of the game, and just playing for each other. So, yeah.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Justin Fields letting everybody know he left a lot on the field. Still got more to give, and I think that's what the most important thing is for a lot of us here as Bears fans. And I've asked this question to a lot of experts, you know, how much more is there for Justin Fields to grow? How much more? I tried to liken it to, for those of you that are old enough, you know, watching a file download, right? And then it tells you the percentage. You used to, you know, everything didn't just happen in a flash before. You know, you had to wait at least a couple minutes. And then it would tell you, you know, 30% loaded or 40% loaded, then 60, 73%. And I'm curious, like, what that percentage is for Justin Fields. You should text that in right now. 312-644-6767. What percentage complete is Justin Fields in your mind? It could be 100. You might say, hey, man, I know what he is. I'm there. I'm 100% there. Or you might say, hey, man, Justin Fields is just scratching the surface. He's only at like 60%. He has more room to grow. What is that for you? 312-644-6767. You can call in as well. Got a couple phone lines open. Tyler Farengall handling producing duties today. Because it is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank, and it's not a game, Illinois.com. We got Dustin Rhodes taking over at 5 o'clock, so I got about 2.5 hours left with you guys. He'll be leading you into Mully and Haw. They got three guests for you that are just astounding. Olin Krutz at 7. DJ Moore, two tutties for DJ. One rushing, one receiving. He'll be on with them at 8 a.m., then Brad Biggs at 9. Then Anthony Heron and Dan Weederer jump on with Bernstein and Holmes at 11 and 12, respectively. Then Parkins and Spiegel. They got Kurt Warner at 2:40, Mark Grody at 4 o'clock. Then Jalen Johnson, fresh off another interception. He'll be hanging out with the fellas at 5 p.m. Make sure you guys are here for that on 670 The Score. We got you covered all day today. But we're taking your phone calls. What do you got to say about Justin Fields' performance? I feel like regardless of what side of the fence you were on, the game just made things more difficult. More difficult for you to argue in either direction. And then you start thinking about, you know, there's two games of a gap between Carolina and either Arizona and New England. It's like pretty much a wrap. Like that pick is yours, Chicago. What you going to do with it? That's what we're talking about as well. So we'll take your phone calls on that too. Let's go to Henry out in Rockford. Henry, when you look at Justin Fields and when you think about what could be waiting for you at number one in Caleb Williams, you know, what side do you lean towards?
I lean toward Marvin Harrison Jr. Because basically, look what Kansas City is going through, and Buffalo. And, you know, other teams are struggling too, like Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's come into the league. He's been hurt several times. And I'm saying basically, you know, even Mahomes, man, he's looked very human when he doesn't have Tariq Hill or a good receiver in his midst. And I'm saying Travis Kelce can't do everything. You know, and then we got to look at Buffalo. They having all trouble, kind of trouble with their offensive coordinator. And what's their top number one receiver there?
Stephon Diggs.
He was just like Devontae was with the Raiders, man, complaining that he's the number one, but he's not again. Now, let me get to Justin Fields for you, okay, Gabe? Because I've talked to you before, man. And I'm saying, you know, the first year Justin Fields come in, you know, since he's ever been here, the organization has been crap. You know, no offensive line, no number one receiver. He's supposed to sit behind Andy Dalton for a year. Andy Dalton on the first play of the year Justin Fields was watching him, runs out of bounds and twinks his ankle. In comes Justin Fields. He gets mauled by Myles Garrett and the Browns. And I'm saying and the rest of the year was like that until it got to the Pittsburgh game where the Bears, they did win the game, but the referee took it away from the Bears. So everybody forgets that. Okay. Well, Justin Fields showed that he led the team to a victory, but the refs took it away from him. The next year, okay, the next year is the tank year. There's no way that Ryan Poles is going to let Justin Fields win any game when you're trying to get the number one pick. And there were several games where Justin Fields led the Bears to 20 points or more. And I'm saying if we had a defense, we would have won several of those games. So everybody's dumping on Justin Fields. And I'm going to say this. You know, hey, I watched the game today. And I was very happy. The defense was just great, great. And I'm saying Justin Fields did what he had to do to get a victory for the Bears. And I'm saying, did he miss some passes? I seen that too. Even though I'm a Justin Fields fan, I'm right behind him. Because I'm saying this kid, everybody talked about C.J. Stroud. Both of them came from Ohio State University. So did Wilson and Olaf. These two receivers that are burning up in the NFL too. So why shouldn't we just go get Marvin Harrison and build on what we got? Because I'm saying all of a sudden DJ Moore is going to get the most yards he's ever had in the league because he's now a Chicago Bear. And basically he is a number one receiver. And this is the number one positive things we can take with the Bears this year. Because we got it. We got a number one receiver. I'm going to stay with Justin Fields because I'm saying I think he's got the talent. He's got the leadership. Hey, and Caleb Williams, do you question his character when he goes up in a stands and cries on his mom's shoulder or he doesn't talk to the press after getting beat by UCLA? I mean, is that leadership? And I think Justin Fields has demonstrated character and leadership while he's been here. So that's how I feel.
I hear you, Henry. You know, I hear you. You're making some really great points about the Fields Caleb Williams conversation. And you have to be able to to listen to these things because this is what's going to come up. This is what's going to come up. But if I told you, hey, you're going to have two number one picks back to back years, and I said, and in one of those years you're going to have another, top 10 pick. So you're going to have two number one picks and a top 10 pick. And then I say, but you didn't address the quarterback situation. You still got Justin Fields. You got a hell of a team around him. You know what I'm fearful of if that happens? Here's my fear in that scenario. Say you draft Marvin Harrison Jr. First of all, DJ Moore didn't have a target in the first half. Think about that for a second. DJ Moore did not have one target in the first half. So you want to add Marvin Harrison Jr. in there. It's like, damn, imagine what that half is going to look like. How pissed are you going to be when you don't see any productivity out of the wide receiver position? Because that is what I'm fearful of. I'm fearful of we get a Marvin Harrison Jr. Because remember, what's been the narrative? Not that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Chicago is where wide receivers go to die. That is the initial narrative. So you get a Marvin Harrison Jr., you get yourself an offensive tackle, and then what are you doing 10 weeks into the season if the Bears are 4-6? You're complaining about the quarterback. And then guess what? You don't have a number one pick to fix it anymore because you decided not to grab one. Instead, you got like, I don't know, some fifth round quarterback, like, you know, that's 25. That's what Jaden Daniels is. Your Heisman quarterback, he's 24, 25 years old. Michael Penix, 24, 25 years old. Like, these guys are older. Bo Nix, 24, 25 years old. Like, after Drake May and Caleb Williams, like, you got to be a Heathos out there that you're trying to sign. Velus Jones Jr.'s. But we continue. Take more calls. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And it's not a game, Illinois.com. Tons of great people on the show or on the station all day today, including DJ Moore at 8 o'clock with Mullion Hall and Jalen Johnson on at 5 o'clock with Parkins and Spiegel. But let's go back out to the phone line. Let's go to Joseph out in Chicago. So talk to me about what your thoughts are. I mean, the game itself yesterday was a good one, right? Good victory against the Lions. Would have been better if they would have beat them the first time around. But there's still positive feelings bubbling up out there. What are yours, Joseph?
Hey, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
Listen, what I wanted to mention to you guys is, you know, it's really interesting and also I think shameful that no one is talking about this Chicago Bears coaching staff. You got Justin Field. You surrounded him with coaching staff that are all rookies. It's very unfair to criticize or critique Justin Fields' overall performance or anything else with this coaching staff. You're surrounding him with coaching staff that just are not real coaching staffs. You know, the offensive coordinator, the play calling, all these things have to be put into consideration. You know, if we would have a good offensive coordinator, we at least would have won at least two more games. You know, people are not considering all of these things. I'm hearing all this talk, and no one is mentioning that Justin Fields is surrounded by rookie coaches. You see what I'm saying? You know, so, and also, I heard you tonight saying, well, the other quarterbacks, they can do this, they can do that, but they can't do what Justin can do. You see what I'm saying? So I think it makes sense for the Bears to keep building the defense. Improve the defense. You're right about the wide receiver situation. Okay, wide receiver is not our biggest problem right now. Keep Justin Fields, get a new coaching staff, and let's move forward. That's what I'm saying.
Appreciate the call, Joseph, and I hear what you're saying. Coaching staff can certainly account for a couple of those losses, right? Just like, and the reasoning is to your point. An offensive coordinator that's never called an offense before, a quarterback's coach that's 34 or something like that, like young people. But what I disagree with, Joseph, is for you to say it's unfair to critique Justin Fields because of the coaches. Like, at what point does Justin Fields get any critique? You got to give him some critique. You can't say, like, what he does well is Justin Fields and what he does bad is coaching. Like, that cannot be the argument.
Not everything is his fault, but not everything isn't his fault either.
And so you can't think like that. And so you have to give him some critique, right? And that's what you have to, like, you got to tell him, yeah, this is what he does poorly. Because you can't say Justin Fields is a great quarterback and his coaches suck, though. Like, that's not, we have trouble there. But you say improve the defense. I'm here for that. Make him a top-tier defense. And my concern is, right, this is what I'm concerned about, is that if you are a top-tier defense and you still have Justin Fields, then you're, I'll give you that. I'll be like, okay, better defense, better Justin Fields, a little bit better offense, 10-7 max. Like, you're still not convincing me that the Bears are going 12-5 and dominating and running through the league with that. Even with the better defense, better in the trenches, better, you're still 10-7. Like, maybe 11-6. Maybe. Because, you know, you're, I don't even know. I don't know how you would even get there, but maybe. So, I don't know, man. And then it's 11-6, maybe, or 10-7. But for how long? Every year? 10-7? You're 9-8, 10-7? Like, I don't know. Curious. Go back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. We're going to take those calls. Let's go ahead and take one more. Let's go to Jeff out in Fairbank. Jeff, you got a question about Justin Fields?
Yeah, I just don't understand your thinking at all.
Yeah.
I've been a football fan for 45 years. I've watched the Bears. I think you want a quarterback with that you could wear a jersey, and you're not actually a Bear fan, because the simple fact is, the best quarterback you would say in Bears history is what, Jim McMahon? As far as Super Bowl, right?
I see. You asked me a question. You said who's the best quarterback? I'll just let you talk and then I'll just wait. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say it quick because I know you're on quick. Super Bowl, Jim McMahon. He had 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. We won the Super Bowl. You would not be happy. That would not make you happy. Simple. I got two words for you. Trent Dilfer. He won a Super Bowl. You would not be happy with that. I wouldn't. I think it was terrible. Troy Aikman, right? He had cool jersey. He won one game his first year. You would hate him. So Steve Young, he played for Tampa Bay. He's a lot very similar with the way he would run and stuff, but they traded him because they saw he's not going to be any good. Yeah, he wasn't any good with San Francisco. You are looking for a quarterback. You are not looking for a good team. A team you hate or you do not like Fields. And he's getting better every year. Yeah, last year he ran for 1,000 yards. This year they said, well, we want to make him a pocket passer. Well, they make him a pocket passer. And you know what? How many touchdowns to interceptions does he have? Tell me. He's 18-8. 18 touchdowns when you add the runs, the two runs and the 16 throws. He's 18-8. That's not horrible. But you're looking for a jersey you could wear. You're not a Bear fan. I do not believe, because I think you'd want him to win. Who did they beat yesterday? A bad team? No. Detroit's really good. Minnesota, they beat the other time, right? Two in a row, right? Are they playoff teams? Yeah. So I want to hear it from you because I can't believe you're a Bear fan.
I'm glad you finished that statement there, Jeff. I would love to answer all these things. First, because I do take notes when people call in, especially when they don't want to have a conversation with me and they just want to ramble. I always take notes because I want to make sure I get to everything they said. Jim McMahon and Trent Dilfer, you named two quarterbacks in 40 years that have been mediocre quarterbacks to have what some consider McMahon the best defense ever in the NFL, and then Trent Dilfer, who some would argue that defense was as good as the Chicago Bears defense of the 85. So you pinpointed two mediocre quarterbacks with some of the greatest defenses that ever existed in the NFL. Great job. Then you bring up Troy Aikman and Steve Young, two Hall of Famers. So I'm not sure who you're trying to liken Justin Fields to. Is it the mediocre quarterbacks with the best defenses ever? Or is it two Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are actually really good quarterbacks? I missed that part, and I didn't get a chance to ask you because you wouldn't let me talk in the thing. And then you said, I'm looking for a good quarterback, not a good team. I love that because that's keeping me honest. And I actually really enjoyed that statement because then I have to look internally. And I'm I'm one that does that often. I say, I love it. Like, I always say, I gotta look in my soul and see why I'm feeling like that, right? Like, why do I feel that way about certain things? And I think I am looking for a good quarterback. You're right. And I want him to make the team better, to make it a good team. I want the quarterback to make it a good team. I don't want to have a mediocre quarterback that is dependent on his really good defense. And I don't think that's anything wrong with that. Because if you watch this game yesterday against Detroit, the Bears didn't win because of Justin Fields. The Bears won because their defense was really good. And again, when you talk about like who did they beat? They beat a Minnesota team with Josh Dobbs, who threw 4 interceptions, who couldn't put up a touchdown, had 3 points against the Oakland Raiders. So yeah, they beat a Minnesota team. Awesome. Let's not forget they beat them 12-10 and they almost lost that game. And then they beat the Detroit Lions, who I think is a great victory. I think you can't take anything away from the Bears when it comes to that. What I would ask you is, you say Detroit's good. Yeah, they're good. They're not great. They're not one of the best teams. They're not even one of the top 3 teams in the NFC. So, I mean, they're good. They're better than all the bad teams. We can say that. But again, I think it's foolish to say I'm not a Bears fan. That's just foolish. It's like flat out foolish. Because I do want greatness for this team. And I think that's why I have my opinions about what direction I want them to go in. And in your scenario with Justin Fields at the helm, you're banking on him being good. Not that he's good already. You're banking on him being good or continuing to get better to a point. And it's like the question that I asked earlier. What percentage of Justin Fields is already loaded? And I'd love to get that answer as well. But we're taking more calls. 312-644-6767. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Bears defeat the Lions 28-13. I'll give you some more Justin Fields stats and then take your calls on Justin, where he's at right now, and where you think the Bears are in the grand scheme of things. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez, live and local on your overnights right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.